Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or any new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, I invite you to make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breathing. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself in a winter wonderland scene. You are in a forest, and as you look up, you see a birch tree, and sitting in the birch tree up high is a snowy owl. The snowy owl looks directly at you and welcomes you. This wise owl knows how to see in the dark and is wise to many things. During this journey, he can help you to discover something that you have been a bit in the dark about in some aspect in your life. Snowy owl is also there to guide you to discover how to warm up to what is already in your own winter wonderland of life. Next, you find yourself looking down at your hands. You see that you are wearing gloves that are black with metallic studs, and several symbols are on these gloves. You notice that there is a gold metallic star. This star symbolizes a once upon a time dream that you once had. On the gloves, there is also a pink flamingo that symbolizes the ability that you have to balance even on one leg sometimes instead of two. There is a metallic skull that symbolizes let death be your advisor, as in this day will never come again. There is a symbol of a Q-tip. It is made out of silver. The Q-tip symbolizes what is blocking my ability to hear guidance clearly right now in some aspect of my life. Your guide, the snowy owl, encourages you to choose one of the symbols that you most seem to be resonating with on your gloves. Is it the star symbol that represents a dream, or the flamingo that is about balance, the skull that is there to remind you about the preciousness of time, or is it the Q-tip that symbolizes hearing something more clearly in regards to messages and guidance around you now in your life? Notice what, if anything, forms around this symbol as you look down at your gloves. You are next invited to take your gloves off and to rub your hands together. As you do this, you can start to feel the energy of the friction that occurs when you rub your hands together. From this rubbing of your hands, you can start to see a sparkling alphabet is starting to appear before you. As you gaze at the alphabet, something is being spelled out to you. Can you make out what is forming? Is it a word? Is it a name? Or is it a complete message? The wise owl tells you that this may start to reveal itself to you even after you leave this place and this exploration. So just trust that things will be revealed to you in the fullness of time, and be curious as they do. Next, you are asked to think of something in your life that you would like to receive more clarity around and more intuitive insight. Perhaps it's around a choice or choices. Next, you're invited to take a deep breath, and on the exhale, you will blow your breath at the sparkling alphabet that is still before you. Notice how it changes then into three arrows. One arrow is pointing left, representing the past. The other is pointing right, representing the future. And the one arrow is pointing straight ahead, representing present time with the situation or the dilemma that you are pondering. These arrows are helping to guide you to where you've been in the past with this person or thing, and where you are in the present, and where you want to go in the future. The snowy owl invites you to expand the present time possibilities, for while you are gazing at the present time arrow, a light dusting of snow starts to fall from up above. Each snowflake represents a unique as a snowflake possibility to help shift or transform the situation or what you're dealing with. Snowy owl guides you next to pick up a red blanket that is before you, and as you place it on your shoulders, you are reminded that you can always find a few moments in a busy day to get quiet and regroup and reflect and re-energize. You now next walk a few steps to the right and you see a frozen pond, and you're surprised to see that there is a pair of white skates that are creating new patterns on the ice before you. If you were in those skates, what word or phrase would your skates be creating for you that relate to a specific action or a specific strategy that would help support a shift in your life in order to make a new pattern of relating or being in the world? Next, you see a pair of black skates moving and creating patterns on the ice before you. The black skates represent symbolically old patterns. The white skates represent new patterns. And just by you looking at the black skates creating patterns, you were able to see how you have some old patterns that are in need of switching up or changing. And know too that you have the choice of putting on some white skates, so to speak, and to create new patterns of moving ahead in some area in your life. As you look to the left, you see there is a traveling band that has arrived on a large sled. The band is now setting up before you by the fire. The band says there is a song that represents what you're going through right now, and be curious as you leave this place. Once you hear a song that resonates deeply with you, just wonder about what that song is bringing up for you and how it fits into your scenario that you're working on. And be curious about the guidance that starts to bubble up around you and this song. You thank the snowy owl. You thank all of these aspects that you have experienced today in this exploration. And as you prepare to say goodbye, you wave at snowy owl, and he reminds you that you have so much wisdom and intuition already within you, and to trust yourself. And now, as you move away from this winter scene, you begin to feel your body, and you start to move your hands and your toes and become more present and in present time. Know that you can now take a few moments, and when you're ready, you can use some time, if you choose to write some notes and write in your journal, and know that you can come back here anytime. I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me, and until next time, I wish you well.